Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Beach and Company. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And now we're quite proud today. We have a scholar among us. Yeah, no, it's not Beamer. No, it's not Tony. No, it's not me. It's Tony's son. So congratulations to Nick. Nick, be careful. They're running out of A's. We'll be back right after they get through singing this song.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Now, are you sure, Tony, that Nick isn't bringing home somebody else's report card and putting his name on it?
Actually, we went online to see it.
It's online.
Yeah, and it's on the school's website, and it'll be in the Niagara Gazette pretty soon.
Wow, very, very well, very good. Good job, well done. How did he do? What did he do?
Well, Nicholas is in accelerated learning, and he made high honors.
I was in decelerated learning. High honors, that's very, very good.
Yeah, we're very proud of him.
Especially in an advanced program.
Yeah, it's not been an easy adjustment going from grade school to middle school.
No, I know that. That's when Pamela Roselli moved out of the area.
No.
Yeah, I kissed her in first grade, but that was it. There was no follow-up.
So she was gone by seventh grade?
She was gone by before that because they moved. I think she was gone after it sounds like Niagara Falls. Do you know that microphone picks that up?
I thought he was
right. I didn't know it was that strong of a microphone. I apologize.
Oh, it is. Could you hear it, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were kayakers in there.
Let me ask you, though. If Pamela,
he's taking over the interview, Tony.
If
look out for this guy.
If Pamela hadn't moved, do you think?
Pamela Roselli, yeah. I kissed her in the first grade, but she was gone by the third grade because I was gone, too. We moved to an adjacent town, but she was gone before me. So less than 3 years of unrequited love in first grade. That's the way it is. Has he got a girlfriend yet, Tony?
No.
That's why he has good marks.
Yes. He really is a remarkable kid. I get blown away.
You're not prejudiced or anything.
No, I'm not prejudiced.
It's just an impartial view.
You know what's funny? Samantha started crying. Why don't you fuss over me?
Really?
Samantha, when you get good grades like that,
yeah,
you will.
Yeah, you get it. That's part of the good stuff. She really, really thinks that, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
She's more into fooling around and joking and things like that.
Like us.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
She's more like us, actually. My grades, I used to get an excellent grade in the math subjects. Only Don Landry did better than I did in that. And I got lousy in the science things I didn't like. I didn't want to bother with. The things I liked, I did very well.
Science I liked. I thought
you
it
like
was
science?
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't like chemistry class.
Yeah, that I didn't care for. But
you know, okay,
other
once you've made the egg smell, it's over. You know, the romance is gone. Unless you grow up to be a Swalwell. Then you need more romance to get going. Yesterday, this is amazing. You know, when the person on the stand said, he quoted the president as saying, no, how exactly did it work? I don't want any quid pro quo. That was it. Tell him to do the right thing. Okay, that's a hammer. That's a slam dunk, okay? Then I listened to a network news update. It wasn't even on there. And it wasn't on there for at least two in a row before I got to my house. It's just, they just don't report it.
They don't want to.
So that'll tell you. That will tell you that when something shows up that they were not prepared for or makes them look bad, They take the easy way out and shut off the feed so you don't hear it.
Here's the sad part is, you know, you go on social media and you see the, you know, the Democrats, the people on the left, cheering. They think they have Trump.
Listen, it was, you're probably not old enough, but I certainly am, to a point where in Russia, if what's happening now, happening in Russia, we'd have, okay, yeah, that's Russia, boy. Aren't you glad we don't live there? And the only thing missing is Pravda, for crying out loud, and I guess the New York Times can do that.
Yeah, it bothers me that people don't recognize the games that the politicians play.
And it's pathetic because they're so simple to figure out that the assumption is if you figure it out, you're going to be ashamed that you figured it out because it's so easy. So maybe you won't tell anybody. That's the way it goes. So I saw that part of it yesterday. I cannot I've had to wean myself off of most of this stuff because it's so phony. It's so plastic. If there's anything in life I detest is a phony. Give me a real, I don't care how what their position is, but if they're a real person with honestly held beliefs, you count me in, okay? But if you're just, you know, you're just going to mouth whatever you're told to mouth, I don't buy that at
Amen
all.
Amen to that.
Yeah, so let's, I hope this thing is over soon. You said that before we went on there, a couple more weeks?
Yeah, well, my guess is I wouldn't be surprised if they wrap this up Tuesday or Wednesday just in time for Thanksgiving so people forget that they had nothing.
But Carl Calabrese, who I have a great admiration for, came up with a shot out of the blue. He says it is actually better the longer this thing drags out, it is better for the Republicans.
Sure.
And if the Republicans have more days than yesterday, like yesterday, if they continue to have days like that, they're going to be begging for a white flag. We surrender.
The Democrats are so out of it that they're getting blasted. They don't even know it. They're being exposed. The swamp is being exposed.
So they're pulling all this stuff. Either, you know, remember about sins. There are sins of commission, means you did it. Sins of omission means you didn't do it. And that's that. What we're getting now from the press is a lot of sins of omission, where they know if they actually say what just happened, it's going to hurt the Democrats. They just leave it out. They just leave it out. The only time I ever advocated that is if you have a name you can't pronounce and you're an announcer.
Yeah, I've done that.
What you do is you just have to mumble through it. Yes, Mr. B-M-M-M. Yeah. And so people go, what did he say? I didn't quite hear it.
Yeah, I've done several high school games on the radio where I look at the last, I say, what?
Now,
forget
what?
It. I'm just going to say his name or his number.
Now you know why a lot of people have those weird names, because they may be weird, but at least you can pronounce them.
Right.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix is not a normal name. I hate to tell you that.
DeBrickishaw?
Yeah. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. A lot of good initial reaction about the naming of our next trip. The next three trips we're taking in order. The first one will be Russia. Going to Russia, I'll tell you more about that. The second one, and that's in June of next year. A couple of months after that, in August, is Alaska. Lots of things to see there. And then in January of 2021, everybody's bucket list trip, and who doesn't want to go to Australia? So that's it. We're going Alaska, we're going Russia, Alaska, and Australia. If you're interested in any of these trips, call 1-844-688-7477. Some of the things going on in that first trip in June of next year. It's 4 days in St. Petersburg and 4 days in Moscow, so you actually get to see those cities. Now, with the Viking, which is what this is, we consider them the best in the world, there's one free shore excursion with each landing. So there's a lot of things to see, a lot of things to do in Moscow and St. Petersburg. We'll also see Red Square, the Bolshevik Theater, Gum Department Store, which I understand is a mega department store, and the Kremlin. Don't forget Lenin's Tomb. We'll check that out. The Cosmonaut Museum, the Elegant Metro System, the Vodka Museum, and get this, to add a cherry on top of the cake, a performance of the Russian ballet. That is so cool. Now, we did something similar to this a few years ago where it was a performance of an opera. And they bring you there in these the theaters in all of that part of the world are just so elegant and so nice. And it's like a private performance of that, as I said, was the opera. And this will be the ballet. Now, you may not think of me as a ballet type person, but I like the arts, and we'll see what goes on. But it'll be a nice trip. And as I said, you can book any of them right now by calling 1-844-688-7477. Tony, I have them save a seat for you and Nick at the ballet.
Cool.
Now, if I said to you, hey, we're going to have high tea today, would you want to go?
Probably not.
Go. Just go once. And I challenge any man to go once because I was embarrassed into going by the woman who has a particular set of skills. I said, all right, because I got, you know why? Because I got tired of hearing about it. So I said, all right, I'll do it. Wow. First of all, they come around, and there were, I think, 21 different teas to choose from. They make them fresh just for you. And then they come around with tea and the pastries, these little delicious pastries. And they also have, for those of you who can't be elite enough, cucumber sandwiches. Now, I've heard of cucumber sandwiches.
My mother used to make cucumber sandwiches.
She made them?
Yes.
My mother never made cucumber sandwiches. My mother was behind your mother in cucumber sandwich race.
I actually enjoyed it.
It was good.
Yeah.
That's the point. I did too. But I don't think I ever had a cucumber sandwich until then. And it was good. It was really good. And usually high tea is associated with royalty, especially with women. You don't see many guys going, wait, you're going to the game? No, I'm going to high tea. Yes, I got to get there early. The cucumber sandwiches just run out the door. So I had that on the last trip, and it's really fun to explore different things. And with each of these trips, you know, some of the meals reflect the local cuisine. If you're, say, docked at a certain city or area, the menu will include lots of things from that area, which is kind of cool. It's kind of nice. And you get a taste of each and every area. Now, let's see. I wanted to talk to you today about yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Yes, thank you, Beatles. We heard it. You heard it. You heard it right here, where the gentleman testifying, the ambassador to European Union, said when asked to quote the president, quoted him directly as saying, I don't want quid pro quo. Have him do the right thing. Everything that Carl Calabrese pointed out today, and well to do it, it was a knockout blow. It was one of those Ultimate Fighting Championship knockouts. Boom, that was it. And yet, when they got around to reporting it, suddenly, they didn't mention it. It wasn't there. It's like it didn't happen. So, I mean, you know, a biased press is one thing. If all we had was a biased press, I would say it's a step up from that to what we would like. We don't want a biased press, and we certainly don't want a press that gives us the sins of omission. Deciding what not to tell us is as important as deciding what to tell us. And right now, anything they decide in their worldly wisdom that's not going to play well for them and play badly for the president, they'll use it. But if it plays well for the president, you're not going to hear about it except in limited quantities in places like Fox and WBEN. And I hate to brag, but we there it is. Listen to the talk show hosts. Listen to Bowerly, listen to David, listen to me, and all the rest, all the national guys, and we'll mention that because it's important. Since when do you do a synopsis of something of an important issue all day and then leave out the key, the knockout punch, leave it out? Can you figure that out?
No, I can't. If you want to look any further than for further proof, look at the where they put it on the shelf, the Jeffrey Epstein story.
Oh, yeah, that.
So because they did not want to take a chance in damaging Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and then they got outed, too, by one of their own correspondents. So,
yep.
Well, these things, there's too many people searching for something on too many people right now. That's the kind of journalism we have. It's not just informational. We want to dig up some dirt. Give us something that maybe we can even charge them with something. Yeah, let's get their name in the paper. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll have somebody with a bag over their head being led in handcuffs to an apartment or to a jail or something like that, because that's all we've got now. We don't have an honest press. I'm sorry. I wish we did, but we don't. And as soon as you recognize that, you'll know it.
But that's the problem. Not enough people are recognizing
it. Yeah, they're just sitting back being spoon-fed. That's the point. We've become so lazy, we can't even process important information in our minds.
People believe CNN.
Well, yeah, and there's people that buy the Brooklyn Bridge, too. Okay, when we come back, we're going to ask you, basically, the hearings, the impeachment hearings, is it the longer the better because of days like yesterday where suddenly these cherries on the cake just show up? Or is it better to put it out of its misery and say goodbye to it? On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, asking the question regarding the impeachment hearings. Is the longer the better for Republicans? In other words, yesterday was very important that something like yesterday happened, and it did happen. And Carl Calabrese pointed out, for those who want this thing to be over fast, oh, yeah, get rid of it. It's driving me crazy. It's, you know, I'm yelling at the TV and the radio, whatever. He said it might be better the longer this goes, to show how what kind of a ridiculous hearing this is. And you know what happens as you get weary. As you get weary, more things are likely to happen. Your control module is not set high. You're liable to just say anything. And when you get weary and tired, that's when it really comes out. So I'm asking, is it the longer the better for the Republicans with these impeachment hearings? Yesterday, it really annoyed me that the big part of it, and the president even did it before getting on the helicopter. He said, look, the quote is from me to the ambassador. We don't want anything. No quid pro quo. And ask him to do the right thing. Huh? If you scripted that ahead of time, you couldn't have scripted it more advantageously. But guess what? The networks didn't report it, at least the ones I saw. Didn't bother reporting it. And so that's the sin of omission that is inexcusable. It really is, because that's the key. It was the key to that testimony. It was the key to the whole hearing and the sham that it is. So I'd like to hear from you at 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can also text us at 30930. Let's go to Bill in Eden. Bill, you're on WBEN. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Sandy. Yeah, this whole thing has been really disgusting to me, and I kind of like what Carol Calabrese said about the longer it goes on, the more comes out, and you even get to keep a lot of those Democrat candidates that are senators if it goes to trial in Washington while the trial goes on.
That's a good point, and it's a. I'm glad Carl brought that up, because it really weakens the other side at the same time as it strengthens you.
Did you ever think that you would have some kind of proceedings going on that are based on opinion, hearsay,
no.
conjecture?
No, because if you follow traditional things on the court of law, none of that's admissible. So what they're doing is they're presenting their case and things that would be thrown out of any court in the land.
I like the way that the one guy was saying, like, he was trying to say that, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, and then the Republican response was, well, 2 + 2 = 2 even make.
That's very good. Yeah, it's the kind of thing, first of all, you look at it and you get disgusted that that's how they're spending our money.
Yeah.
With things like this.
Did you see when Jim Jordan was asking about the so-called meeting that wasn't a meeting? And he said, well, who was there at that non-existent meeting, Ambassador?
And I like the fact that they're trying to protect the identity of the whistleblower, and they claim they don't know who the whistleblower is, but they're going to get in trouble if you name them. Well, how would they get in trouble if you didn't know what they said was wrong?
Yeah. I'm looking for the end of Adam Schiff's grim fairy tale here.
His eyes, I want his eyes to pop out before it's over.
Yeah, and I hope it's going to be the end of his hoax and dreams, if you want to put it that way.
I'm with you. Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate the call. Very good call. Let's go to, who would be next? I think Angelo in the Falls. Angelo, you're on WBEN.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're okay, Angelo. What do you think? Is it better the longer this thing goes? Is it better for Republicans?
Well, I think if it was honest, the shorter the better. But it's not. It's all a scam.
Yeah.
So the longer the better. I don't watch it, so I don't care.
Yeah, well, you know, it's they don't have any presence. It doesn't make any sense. And if the witnesses they brought up so far, if that's their presentation, they're not going to win it by a long shot, because they haven't shown anything that's even impeachable yet.
And plus, Sandy, all I know, I don't know too much, just what I heard, if it goes to the Senate, then those senators that are running for president cannot campaign. They're stuck in the Senate, so that screws up their race. Not that they're going to win.
Yeah, it does. It really does. So I think there's a lot of ways that the Democrats, thinking that the longer it goes, the better it goes, are going to regret that. Thank you. Thank you for the call. What do you think, Tony? Is it better shorter than longer?
I think go longer. As you said, it exposes more of the swamp. And, well, of course, there's going to be a certain segment of the population who are not going to believe it, or they will just flat out ignore it and put their hands over their ears and cover their eyes and say, no, 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 I'm not listening.
The one thing that is amazing to me is we're hearing, like during a recess or at the end of the day, we're hearing and seeing people being interviewed that normally aren't interviewed. These are people, you know, of very high rankings or whatever. And yet the impression is that they're not the brightest bulbs. You get that feeling? You don't get a feeling of a group of people that are really in charge. They know it. They've got the most powerful nation on earth that they represent. They've got a very, very advantageous situation regarding money and all that. and yet they're coming off as dumb.
I always say this in jest that politicians are where they are because they could never get a job in the real world.
That's not necessarily that funny because I think you're right. Yeah, exactly. Like us, talk show hosts. You know, you don't go to any building and say, are you looking for a talk show host? I'd like to work for you. So it's kind of a narrow job pool, shall we put it that way?
And right now, if you think about it, talk shows are basically, as you said earlier, the only place you're going to get the truth.
Yeah, you're not going to get it with the networks, I can tell you that.
No.
Absolutely, positively. If they've got
letters
there.
Should we call them networks
there.
Or cheerleaders?
Yeah, they should actually have to wear pom-poms right. And a little short skirt and brown and white shoes.
Give me a C.
Yeah.
N.
That's exactly right. We're back after this. Regarding the impeachment hearings, is this one of those cases, the longer the better? As Carl Calabrese explained yesterday, the hammer really fell when the ambassador said that the president said, direct quote from the president to the ambassador, no quid pro quo. In other words, give something, you get something. None of that. Do not want that. I want nothing, he says. And I, it doesn't get more definitive than I want nothing. All right? So basically that should have been it, right? But if you watch the networks or listen to the networks, except for Fox, basically.
Even Fox is turning.
Yeah, they're kind of flavoring it a little from where they used to. But basically, they just leave it out. Just leave it out. It's like,
convenient.
Can you imagine you buy an item that you're going to eat, and they list the ingredients, but they leave one out? Wouldn't you want to know what that one would be? Yeah, absolutely. So I want to know from you, is it better, the Republicans, that fell out of the sky yesterday? And we're always being prepped. We're being positioned. This is the blockbuster. This is the one. They were saving this. And instead, I hear Peggy Lee singing in my head, is that all there is? If it ended today, it's a mockery. They shouldn't even take a vote. But they probably will, and who knows how that's going to come out. But if it goes to the Senate, there's no way in hell that 9 senators are going to jump off the bandwagon.
Peggy Lee is very appropriate, but I would also use Steeler Wheeler's clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Stuck in the middle with you. Let's go to... Kathy in South Buffalo. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Hi, good show.
Thank you.
I've been watching this, and it infuriates me. I'm retired now, but I worked, and I worked 5 days a week, and I gave them 8 hours of work every day. And I would like to know, somewhere out there, there's a listener that is a financial wizard, I'm sure.
Oh, we have a lot of them, sure.
I would like to know... between the senators, congressmen, secretaries, assistants, technicians. I would like to know what this ass and elephant show.
Yeah, I hear. What is costing us? You wonder how much it costs us?
Yes. What is this costing me? I pay them. You pay them.
You know what they should do, Kathy? This would be ideal. You know how they have the financial clock?
Absolutely.
They ought to put a financial clock in back of the chairman's head and have those numbers flying by as this is what it's costing us.
I would like to know even an estimated cost of this. This has been going on for 3 weeks, and the number of congressmen, senators, and all the other people there, if you took all of their salaries per day.
Good point.
Or per week. And added them up, do you know what that amount would be? Astronomical.
It would be astronomical. You're right. And that's why they haven't done it. But Tony, don't you think that would be a great thing? We do it for the financial dealings.
Right.
Put a clock right in back of their head.
Right. They should be fired for failure to do the job they were hired to do.
Failure to do the job. That's exactly right. They promised they would do this job, and they're not doing it.
No, they swore on the Bible or whatever their rituals are.
They use the Bible.
They would do what they were hired to do, and they are not doing it. I did not hire them to sit there and act like pompous asses asking the same question 22 different ways of the same person and getting the same answer, and it just goes on and on and on.
I think we should hire you, Kathy. Go in there and clean up Dodge. I love your passion. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more of Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.